he didn't need to worry about them. "Now we get out of these uniforms. Strip off everything except shorts, boots, and socks." He took off his own top. Eric Oblenz didn't like the idea of walking through the jungle of Lemuria almost naked.
"We're going into this op in our underwear."
"No, Private Koblenz." Sir Max pointed to a trio of duffel bags on the floor. "There's good, honest homemade pants and shirts in those duffel bags. We'll be wearing those. These uniforms are too likely to have tracers attached to them, so they're staying behind."
A soldier named Markey fingered the collar of his uniform top suspiciously.
"Sewn into the collars?" he guessed.
Sergeant Sir Max shook his head. "No, that's what we would have to do. With the tech available to hamsters, they could weave nanofibers directly into the fabric anywhere."
"Well, they can track us. Could they be listening to us now?"
Markey hurried to get his top and pants off, flinging them across the hut.
"UNEF Intel doesn't think the hamsters are doing that, and that is one thing Keeper Leadership trusts UNEF Intel to tell the truth about."
Sir Max shook his head.
"Since we all usually carry Z-phones everywhere we go, the hamsters have no need of any other way to listen to us. They might also be tracing us with our socks or underwear."
He gave a rueful grin.
"Or our boots. That's a risk we'll have to take."
"I'm happy to get out of the UNEF gear," Markey grimaced.
Some of them, Markey included, had all already removed the UNEF patches from their uniforms when UNEF Command on Paradise traitorously considered declaring allegiance to the Ruhar. The Keeper movement got a significant boost 3 days before when mysterious maser cannons blasted the Kristang battlegroup and chased the remaining ships away from Paradise. Rumors were flying around that humans, UNEF, were involved somehow in a treacherous sneak attack on humanity's allies. That had been the final straw for many people who were on the fence about joining the Keeper movement, or were lukewarm about their commitment to the Keeper cause. For humans to take up arms against the species who protected Earth from the Ruhar was too much for the Keepers not to take action. Direct action. It was time, Keeper leaders had declared in clandestine meetings, to act. An attack on UNEF headquarters? That idea had been discarded because humans killing humans was not likely to impress the Kristang, and because not even the most fanatical Keeper wanted to kill other humans. The best option for Keeper action would be to hit the Ruhar directly. But since humans were isolated on the southern continent of Lemuria, hitting the Ruhar was impractical. Keeper leadership was at a loss for ideas, until UNEF received notice from the Ruhar that there were several potential projector sites on Lemuria. The Ruhar would be investigating and working to reactivate projectors on Lemuria. What they wanted UNEF to do was to stay the hell out of the way. Rumor had it that neither the Ruhar nor the Kristang controlled the projector's network, which UNEF HQ was trying to make sense of. According to another rumor, there were dozens of other projector sites around the planet that neither the Ruhar nor Kristang had found yet. Both sides were frantically deep scanning the surface to find the hidden projectors. Immediately following the Ruhar message, the Kristang had sent a message to UNEF Command stating that they also would be flying over Lemuria. The Kristang would be trying to find and reactivate projectors for their own use, and trying to seize control of or destroy projectors that were under Ruhar control. The Kristang had angrily demanded that their human UNEF allies resist the Ruhar and assist Kristang efforts to take control of projectors. UNEF Command responded to both Ruhar and Kristang that humans were effectively neutrals in the current fight. An easy decision, since unarmed humans couldn't do much anyway. It was an easy decision for the Keepers also. They did not have to find a way to travel all the way to the northern continent to hit a Ruhar target. The Ruhar were coming to them in Lemuria. According to the Kristang, the Ruhar had identified a hidden projector site less than 40 miles from a UNEF village on the western edge of UNEF territory. The Ruhar had flown a team there to excavate the site and bring the projector back online, and that was expected to take at least several days. During that time, the Ruhar team on the surface would be vulnerable. This was the big opportunity the Keepers had been looking for. A chance to hit the Ruhar directly and do something useful to help their Kristang allies. If Keepers could attack the projector site, they could delay the Ruhar effort to reactivate the weapon. Possibly even force the Ruhar to retreat long enough for the Kristang to arrive and take over. Attacking the Ruhar at the closest projector